The Dublin Gay Theatre Festival is taking place from May the 6th to the 19th. 20 diverse shows with LGBT plus themes will arrive on Dublin City Centre stages for the 16th International Festival. Following an extensive curatorial process, the festival has secured productions from Ireland, the UK, USA, Canada, South Africa and Australia to perform over the two-week-long event in May. Now, one of those plays that will be taken to the stage is a play called I See You, Tom Kennedy. The play itself was written by Tom Noone, who wrote a play called Strike 1972 with the Abbey Theatre. But the director of this play is Siobhan Duggan, and I'm so delighted to welcome her to the programme. Siobhan, good evening.
Hi, Dara. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And listen, you're a pleasure to have you on. And I suppose it's sort of a moment for me now to say a special thank you to you, because listeners won't know that we've been friends for many, many years now, and you have been a great encouragement to me in making the choices that I've made.
Well, I'm glad I can be of help to you, Dara, and, you know, it's glad that you've made those choices and you're in a happier place in your life, because you deserve it.
Absolutely, yeah, and I couldn't be happier. Now, tell me, Siobhan, before we talk about the play, let's talk a little bit about yourself, because you've been involved in theatre now for many years, directing and all the rest. So, you know, how did you get involved in theatre?
Oh, God. I was 4 years of age, and my mother took me to the Gaiety to see Annie. And Jacinta White was in the production. She played the lead role. And I think, if I remember correctly, Maureen Potter played Miss Hannigan. And I was absolutely blown away by the show. So I went home and my mother encouraged me to write a fan letter to Jacinta White, who responded. And we wrote to each other like about once every 7 months for about 2 years. And that just encouraged me to think that I could do something in this field. And then I started doing speech and drama classes and it just spiraled from there. So it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. And no, I know that you've been an activist for many years now in promoting gay rights, you know, right around the country. And Ireland is a different place. Thanks be to God, it's a different place today. This play that you're directing, though, it's almost like a reflection back on older generations and their need to recalibrate and reassess their thinking.
Yes, it would be. I mean, it's set in today's time. So it's set after we've got, obviously, the rights for marriage equality. Things have moved on. It's much more accepted. They're looking at kind of LGBT education in schools. Tom, who wrote the play, is a teacher in the local school in Naas, one of the local secondary schools. And they have a diversity and inclusion programme for transition year students now. And LGBT rights are one of the things they cover in that programme. So it's hugely different to when, for example, I was in secondary school, which is, it's fantastic to see. But I do imagine for especially the older generation who maybe grew up with the gay is wrong, and they have to rechange their attitude and they have to rethink and they have to look at things. And sometimes that can be difficult. And that's something I suppose we look at in the play, and we look at one man reflecting back on his previous life and his previous attitudes and how he has to change them now. Is really what the show's about, I suppose. And also it touches upon homophobia and how what you would consider is maybe a small act on your behalf can have absolutely devastating consequences in somebody else's life.
And you know, Siobhan, when you think back, you know, Ireland is a different place, but it's not so long ago. 1993, in fact, it was after 93 that homosexuality was no longer considered illegal in Ireland. So it's not too long ago, and you can understand it was difficult for people back then, difficult for them to embrace their own selves, their own sexuality, their own orientation. Not just because it was illegal, but what they were taught and what they were conditioned to believe.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, in school, it's I suppose how people speak, the language that defines things. But, you know, gay was wrong. Gay was something to be laughed at. Certainly when I was going to school, and if somebody called somebody a gay boy, it was an insult. Whereas now, because people are recalibrating their thoughts and looking at the way they speak and looking at things like how they use language and how it can affect things and how it can affect people's judgments. And it is, I mean, it is a huge step forward that we have made as a country, especially given our own history with the Catholic Church and the Catholic Church's attitude towards homosexuality, which, even though I know the Pope has said that he accepts gay people, he also did say, if I'm correct in saying, and you may know this better than I would, Dara, but he did say that he has no problem with somebody being gay. It's the act of homosexuality. So in other words, be gay, but just don't ever indulge in anything that would be considered a sexual act within that, which is basically saying be celibate for the rest of your life, which is completely wrong.
Which was almost a decision that I made, and I referred to this in my interview with Rosari last night. I was a seminarian for a year, 91 to 92. I knew then that I was falling in love with somebody, but I also knew what the church said. You know, it's okay to be, well, even then they didn't say it was okay to be gay, but, you know, the act itself was the darkest sin, and I had to walk away from it. And I'm quite certain now, at age 46, there's still people out there who still believe it's wrong to be yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, we won marriage equality, but there were still people who voted against it. And, you know, I mean, a lot of those people, and I'd be interested, because I don't believe in going out and battering, you know, my opinion down somebody's throat and shouting at them saying, I'm right because I happen to be, personally myself, I'm gay, as you know, Dara. But I don't believe in shoving my opinion or my views down somebody's throat. But I'd be interested to find out why they're against it, and maybe having an educated conversation with them, trying to educate them, I suppose, and let them see that it's not so wrong. And really, what two people do in a bedroom, as long as it's consensual, shouldn't matter a damn to anyone else.
Now, to get back to the play, Siobhan, I suppose it's also an opportunity here for people. I know it's not a true story. We can say that about it. I don't want to give too much away. But it's also a play about how we can always find redemption if we are really willing to admit our mistakes and to say sorry. And sorry, as Elton John has often sung about, sorry is the hardest word.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it does look at that, and it does look at how you can change your views and how something can happen in your life that can maybe change your attitudes to something. That, you know, if you say, for example, I mean, you look at what's going on in the world at the moment with the Christchurch, the absolutely horrific thing that happened in Christchurch. But you might get somebody who's like, I hate Muslims, but they don't know any Muslims. And it's the same as like, I hate gay people. If they don't know any gay people, then it's very easy to have this judgment on somebody that you know nothing about. Whereas if you're confronted with the reality of it and you see that it's actually quite normal, then it's easier to change your views, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, recently I was in Dublin and I was walking down Grafton Street and I saw two men holding hands walking down Grafton Street. And I thought, wow, we have come a long way and I'm delighted to see it. Now, this play itself, it's going to be taking place in the Teachers Club studio. Where's that?
It is. It's Parnell Square. So the Teachers Club is a building on Parnell Square, which is obviously, it's as far as I know, it's some sort of union for the teachers in Ireland. And as part of that, they have built a small theatre, two small theatres, as if I remember correctly, slightly larger one, and then the studio, which holds 65 people. So it's just in there and down into the basement. And we're running in conjunction with two other shows that are on the same evening, but you can leave our show afterwards or you can stay on and view all the plays. So both of those shows are, as far as I know, one-man shows, and each of them will be monologues of about 20 to 25 minutes, whereas our play is 65 minutes in length.
So, and how many performances are you doing?
We're doing 8 in the Teachers Club in total. So we've 2 matinees on the bank holiday Monday and on the Saturday after that, and then every night at 7:30. So Monday to Saturday, every night at 7:30, we'd be doing performances.
And I suppose if people want to get tickets, you can find all the information on gaytheatre.ie.
Yeah.
And they have a full list of all the productions. I know we're focusing on one here now, but there are so many productions going on right around Dublin for the 2 weeks of this theatre festival. It promises, there's something there for everybody, and it promises to be really uplifting and filled with hope.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I mean, you'll get a wide variety from some kind of semi-type drag shows to comedy acts to music numbers to, you know, literally everything for everybody who likes the theatre. And for me, like, the theatre is a wonderful experience to go and see, even not just because I'm involved in it, but I find it an incredibly uplifting place to go to. And I do myself try and go as frequently as I can, as you know. But I thoroughly encourage everybody to try and get to see at least one of the shows during the 2-week run of the festival. Especially my one, of course, but I am going to say that.
Of course you're going to be biased, not. Of course you are. Look, Siobhan, I'm going to ask you another question, not so much related to the play, but to the whole theme of what we're talking about. If you were to look into your crystal ball and Ireland 5 years from now, where would you like to see this country?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that, because I was actually reading an article in the Irish Times earlier. I think Fintan O'Toole wrote it, and he was talking about how the government, it seems like we nearly have two different governments at the moment, because if you look at our government on the international stage with Brexit, with Varadkar going over to Trump and going bringing his boyfriend to Mike Pence's house, all these extraordinary things that our government ministers are doing overseas, but yes, they're very incompetent when it comes to their own country. I mean, the health crisis, the homeless crisis, all these things need to be addressed. And I think that's something that the country should look at and focus on that, and maybe, you know, moving so much of the investment and the firms coming into Ireland, moving that outside of Dublin and focusing on areas like Cork, on Galway, Limerick, Wexford, Waterford, all those areas, and kind of, you know, bringing our country up to the standards that it's almost there. But it still has a way to go in those terms and those kind of crises. And maybe I'm being a bit simplistic, but I do think it'd be great if we could at least start addressing those crises, start addressing the failings in our healthcare system, start addressing the failings why we have people living on the streets, why we have families living in hotels. Like, that shouldn't happen in 2019.
And I suppose, look, the central message, what could help a lot of ways, is for people to respect each other and to accept each other for who they are. Every person, you know, is a unique person, regardless of their orientation or their gender. And we need to accept each other and love each other. And we might be able to solve some of those problems together.
Possibly, yes. I mean, I would certainly go with that message, which is kind of interesting you should say that, because that's kind of what the Catholic Church ethos is allegedly based upon. But the reality of it seems to be vastly different, which I find quite sad at times.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a topic for another debate. But Siobhan, before I let you go, I want to thank you again, because I'm going to be personal here. I did the interview with Rosari last night, and it was last Tuesday I made the decision to come out publicly. But what people don't know is that a week before that, this person, Siobhan Duggan, got on the phone to me, and she gave it to me between the eyes, and she said, "Dara, when are you just going to accept the fact you're a gay man and you need a boyfriend?" So, Siobhan, thank you so much for not giving up on me. Thank you for encouraging me. But more than that, thank you for the work that you are doing every day to promote equal rights for everybody. And I think this play is going to be a blast.
Thank you so much, Dara. And it's been an absolute pleasure coming on the show.
Absolute pleasure, and I look forward to catching up with you very, very soon. And I think this play will really, really be a success.
Great, thank you so much, and hopefully you'll get up to see it yourself.
You never know, I just might appear behind the curtain. Siobhan, pleasure talking to you, take care.
Lovely speaking to you there, talk.
All the best, take care, bye-bye.